soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on March 2nd, 2024. This message is called The Executed Plot to Alter God's Word, Part 1. Almost four centuries before the event of Jesus Christ, the Old Testament was translated into Greek. It is called the Septuagint. You'll see it with the letters LXX. Jesus and the apostles used this translation as they quoted the scriptures. We know this by reading the New Testament and the occurrences of quotes from the Old Testament, how they read quite differently at times from the newly invented Masoretic text with initials MT. In fact, most modern English Bibles use the Masoretic text for the Old Testament. This is odd, since it did not come into existence until 1008 AD. The language known as Hebrew became a passing away and dead language as Greek came to the fore. There are no existing ancient copies of the Hebrew Old Testament from which the Septuagint Greek Old Testament was translated several hundred years before Jesus. They're all long gone. At the time of Jesus, the predominant languages in the Middle East were Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. Jesus spoke of the reality that he would suffer at the hands of the Gentiles and the Jews. It had been prophesied, along many other details showing who the coming Christ would be. The genealogies also showed that Jesus was the Christ. Reading through the Gospels shows the intense war against Jesus by religious Jews. The religion Judaism has been forged by laying aside the commands of God in order to keep and hold traditions and doctrines of men. This also was prophesied by Jesus. Jesus was so hated by these enemies, they conspired, planned, and executed their plan to kill Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus predicted that the temple would be completely demolished with not one stone upon another that would not be completely destroyed. Jesus spoke of the armies that would surround Jerusalem and raze it to the ground. He described terrible events of destruction that would kill and wound many in Israel. It was God's judgment upon them for rejecting his only begotten Son, Jesus. Thank God there was a remnant of Israel and the Jewry that did believe on the name of Jesus. The others have continued in their hatred for him. As the apostles of Jesus proclaimed the truth of the gospel and the kingdom of God, they were opposed vehemently by the Jews. The Jews continued to lie and malign the servants of God. They would go to secular authorities and attempt to get the apostles jailed or killed. The Jews forbade preaching in the name of Jesus. As Jesus was being crucified on the Feast of Passover, which he himself is the Passover, the land shook, the sun went dark, and the rocks split. The curtain that was in the temple obscuring the Holy of Holies was torn in two from top to bottom. God did that. He was making a statement to all that Jesus has made the way into the Holy of Holies. It is through him, and not the shadow of the old covenant and its services. Did the Jews acknowledge these events? Very few. The rest resisted on and persisted to attack God and his truth. They persecuted the followers of Jesus, and they planned how to lead people away from finding the confirmation that Jesus was and is the very Christ in the written word. 40 years after Jesus' resurrection and the ascension to the right hand of the Father in heaven, the armies came and surrounded Jerusalem and fulfilled what Jesus said would occur. This was in 70 AD by the Roman Emperor. The Jewish historian Josephus has written much on this historical fact. The system of Judaism did not stop and consider. They dug in their heels and continued to scheme against the Lord and his Christ. Christians and the Jews had at their disposal the Old Testament translated into Greek. It was within those pages that testified of Jesus with the Holy Spirit bearing witness. A man that became part of the plot to deceive was a pagan man named Aquila. in the years 120 to 130 AD. He is said to have become a Christian, though he continued in his astrological arts. Upon being rebuked for this, he chose to convert to Judaism. Somewhere in this time, he sought to draft a Hebrew translation of the Old Testament. Now, please, how could this Aquila of Sinope in the 120 to 130 do this without an existing manuscript of a Hebrew translation of the Old Testament? It didn't exist. It doesn't exist. Let's go further with this expose. A very powerful man named Rabbi Akiba had come on the scene in Judaism. He hated Jesus and God the Father. He edited the Old Testament genealogies that proved Jesus was the Christ. He also had texts of the existing Old Testament remove wording in specific texts, also showing that Jesus is the Christ. Aquila worked with Rabbi Akiba, being a disciple of his. Both of these men were steeped in the doctrines of the Talmud. The Talmud is a vast literary work that blasphemes Jesus, promotes senseless sin, polished in a veneer of Jewish supremacy. The Talmud doctrines were written by rabbis and highly esteemed Jewish men they call sages. What most Christians do not realize is that when Jews refer to the Torah, the prophets, the law, and the writings, they mean the Talmuds. They don't mean the true Torah at all. They do not follow the God of the patriarchs Abraham, Moses, and the various prophets. Their God is a mystical, unapproachable deity known as Ein Sof, with multiple emanations, including a goddess named Shekinah. That's right, Shekinah. This is one of the hard, in-your-face embarrassments Christianity has smudged on their face for using that name. It's not nowhere in the Bible. Anyone can easily confirm these statements about this agenda to alter the Word of God and to create a false edition. Not only were the men heavily indoctrinated in Judaism and the Talmud, but they were also influenced by the man who is said to create the Zohar, a man named Yohai. This man's work led to the later variations of the Kabbalah, or Kabbalah, a form of witchcraft used by Satanists, cultists, Jews, and magicians of many sorts. They believe that the words and the very letters have mystical power and are given to the study of numbers, a science called gematria. By the 6th century AD, a group of Jewish scholars called the Masoretes took the baton to create a new, quote, Hebrew and translate the Old Testament. Again, no manuscripts exist. By the 10th century AD, a Talmudic academy of Masoretes had succeeded in producing a counterfeit version of the Old Testament, a Hebrew that now had vowels and vowel points. This is known as the Masoretic text. You'll see it in the initials MT, and it has been codified the very changes of certain genealogies and prophecies that show Jesus is who he is. This is a massive undertaking, one that went from the mid-1st century AD to the 10th. But Hebrew had to be recreated, and that is just what the Masoretes did. They took the Aramaic alphabet and added markings, or what's known as crowns, to the letters as the Talmuds ordered. It was not until the 20th century AD that, quote, Hebrew, unquote, would become a spoken language. The man credited with reviving spoken Hebrew as a language is Eliezer ben Yehuda. It is by his efforts that what is called Hebrew today came to existence. Some rabbis have even said recently that it, quote, it was engineered, and, quote, that it was made out of nothing, unquote. What has taken place, as I have described, has been done through the techniques of Satan. Subtlety, deception, bewitching, and various craft methods such as sleight of hand. They use real powers of darkness that operate in the world. They are able to change shape, change their appearance from evil to good, from unrighteous to righteous. And even as Satan can appear as an angel of light, they too can appear as servants of righteousness. Much of the church world has been using this corrupt text of the Masoretic for their Old Testament in the Bibles they read. But God is exposing the truth for those with eyes to see and ears to hear. It is the heart that must yearn to know the truth. How many times did a Christian notice as they read quotes of the Old Testament in their New Testament how they read differently because of the Masoretic text of the Old Testament? It was and is because it's a false translation of a scandalous agenda to lead all away from Jesus the Christ. You know, the very Orthodox Church does not use this Masoretic text. No, they use the Septuagint, the Greek text. They were long aware of the issues of a translation produced by those that did not believe in Jesus, altered the Word of God, altered genealogies to lead people away from Jesus. Not only that, why would anyone not use the same translation that Jesus himself used? Answer that. The Masoretes were Satanists. They are students of the Talmud, Zohar, Kabbalah, Mishnah, and many other myths and doctrines of darkness. I hope this stirs your concern and that you inquire with the Lord about it. God is the God of truth, and he would never, ever have any of his children believing a lie. Certainly not to promote them. I urge, take heed, all. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.